Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you
said
it, girl.
Michelle,
Michelle.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right, waking up with Linda Mac Shan on Telly Tuesday. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. She's going to be speaking on healing, breathing, and grounding yourself. You know, get your pads and pencils out because she has some information for you. This show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that's skilled with advisors and consultants, many in body, one in mind, to get you to your community goals. CUC is there for you. We're here for you. And I want to let you know that it is hot out there. So I don't know if you have enough ice cubes over there where you are. But in this heat, you must move slow, stay hydrated, and please do not exhaust yourself. It's a different type of thing. And this should keep you slow because on September 10th, it's going to be a new moon. And it's going into retrograde direct. That's time where your wisdom and your spiritual and all your dreams will intensify. You're going to connect in with your human spirit, your human body, and relationships. And this is a time to prepare, get things out the way, embrace things coming to an end. Prepare for something new, okay? There's new things happening out there. Be ready to move. Clean up your paperwork. Get rid of all the stuff that you don't need in your life anymore, that you don't need swimming around in your head anymore, and get ready to go direct for that beautiful change. We are here to help you to care and share. Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to come on. You know, she's that author of The Healing of the Wound. And she takes you through some places that you have to go. So right now, I'm just going to play you a little bit of this, and we're going to get started because we have something to tell you on this day.
Clap your hands, sing
That's right. We want to sing a happy song over here. You know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Must keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I will start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very moment. And the young lady that's on the line with us, she's going to give you some information that's going to keep you moving forward, that you will never, ever consider, ever, ever giving up on yourself. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. Stephanie, how are you?
Good evening, Lindy. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. And you know, I put it out there in the beginning. We appreciate you. We know you're a busy lady. It's Tele Tuesday, and I know you have something to share with us. And I know you've been keeping cool out there. This heat is something to really think about, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's been very hot.
Yes.
And I hope you're staying cool as well.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been out the door. Okay, you know, heat and I don't get along too well. You know, I'm a Texan, so I do know how to move in the heat. Thing that we have to be aware of, because you cannot move at the same pace that you normally move around. You must slow yourself down almost to a snail's pace when you're dealing with heat like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so tonight, listeners, we're going to talk about, you know, being mindful. We're going to, you know, manifestation, visualization. So I hope everybody that who's been listening for the last month, that you already have your sacred place already, you know, smudged and ready to go into meditation. And so tonight we're going to do a mindful manifestation, visualization meditation. And, you know, the best time of the day to do this is actually in the morning. So we're just going to talk about it so you're able to do these exercises at the proper time. And it only takes like 5 to 10 minutes to do this particular exercise. So often, you know, we live our life subconsciously without intention. The mindfulness manifestation visualization simply require you to set intentions as to how you want your day to go, based on how you want to feel during end of your day. All that is required is your attention and your imagination. So the first thing of the three things you wish to happen today, and just set your intentions on them. Just write out three things that you would like to see today. You know, it's just like doing your thing to do this for today, right? So number two, now begin to just visualize your ideas, day in details, and how you feel as a result. What happens first in your desired day, and how does it make you feel? Continue with this process of visualizing, experiencing each stage of the manifestation that you desire. Get passionate as you use your attention to visualize and create those feelings flooding your body. Take a few deep breaths and breaths and imagining you are breathing in and out of your heart center and feel that sense of happiness in your heart at the prospect of manifesting and enjoying the day that you desire. daily affirmation in the morning. It's the best time to do it. It only take like 5 to 10 minutes. Now, affirming the date, day you desire. The affirmations, a mixture of the different chakras affirmations that we talked about for the last month. You can create a affirmation you wish to repeat each morning and a different set for your evening. You can even put together affirmations you like to repeat to help you to get through the day. You can be creative with these, and you can tweak them or add to them as you need to. Affirmations are usually spoken out loud, but if necessary, you can repeat them silently in your head. You can also write them down, your affirmation, if needed or if that serves you better. However, you choose to form your affirmation, do so with passion and conviction. Believing in your words and feelings, them as you speak or write them. For extra effectiveness and connection, you can repeat these while looking into your own eyes with a mirror. Now we're going to talk about the grounding breath meditation. And the best time to do this is during the day too. And I want to tell you, this one will take like 5 minutes. So, you know, when you just need to be grounded and things are going so haywire that you just need to come back in and refocus and reconnect. So when we become ungrounded daily due to the businessness, the stress, and the strain of everyday life, when this happens, we often find ourselves as we are disconnected from our bodies. By connecting to our breath, we reconnect to our bodies and in turn ground ourselves, which promotes a feeling of safety and connection. This is a great midday or afternoon ritual to connect you and ground you. So I want you to find a quiet and pleasant spot just to sit or stand and conduct this breathing. Just close your eyes and just turn inward, becoming aware that notice its quality. Is it shallow or deep? Does it feel measured or frantic? Observe the quality of your breath without judging it. Bring your attention to your feet and plant them firmly on the ground. Really feeling them and their connection to the earth. Slowing down your breath, inhale deeply, visualizing the breath as coming up in the center of the earth, through the root beneath the surface of the ground you are on. And finally, entering into your body. Now as you exhale, visualize your breath flooded in your body and then going down through the soles of your feet. Down to the roots beneath the ground and deep into the earth core. As you continue this breath visualization, really feel your body connected to the earth. Repeat silently, I am connected. I am safe. I am grounded. Now, after several breaths, and once you feel significantly grounded, just gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the brain balancing breath meditation. And this is another midday meditation you might really do when you kind of feel, you know, lethargic or overwhelmed. As we go about our daily lives and perform our duties, whether professionally or personally, we can experience an imbalance between the right and the left hemispheres of our brain. Now, as a result, our divine feminine energy, which promotes intuition and creativity. Now, the breathing exercise helps bring peace of mind and clarity as well as balance to both sides of the brain. It can be partially useful when you are going from a task that requires more of a logical, practical side of the brain to one that requires the creativity, the intuitive side. You know, when you finish your day job and want to work on your creative side project or do your spiritual work. So find a comfortable spot where you can relax and perform the exercise. Use your right thumb to close your right nostril and then inhale through your left nostril. Use your right ring finger to close your nose. Then lift your right thumb off of your nose and exhale through the mouth. Repeat it in opposite order. Inhale through your right nostril. Bend your thumb to close the right nostril and release the left nostril to exhale through, then repeat one cycle. Now, once you are finished, just take a few deep breaths through your both nostrils and exhale out of your mouth. Now we're going to go into chakra balancing meditation. Now the best time to do this ritual is in the evening. Immediately, you know, you might excuse me, you might want to do this in the evening after you get off of work. So there's different elements of this meditation. May remind you of your chakra, visualization, or activation exercise for what we talked about early on in the week. Now, the purpose of this meditation is to provide a shorter opening and balancing activities for the entire energetic body. Form this every week on Sunday evening to make sure your chakras are open and spinning for the week ahead. Now, before you begin, prepare your sacred space by smudging and cleansing the energy, diffusing the lavender oil or a light or sandalwood incense stick, and collecting your polished clear quartz or the selenite stone. You're going to lay down in a comfortable position, either holding your stones in your hands or placing them in your body. You're going to take a few deep inhalation through your nose, and exhale out through your mouth. With every breath, feel your body relax, all the muscles softening and loosening as you sink deeper into the surface you are lying on. Or sitting on. Now, using your mind's eye, start to scan your body from the tip of your toes through to the top of your head. Now, notice what you see and how much of each part of your body you feel. Now, as you scan the physical location of each chakra, pause and focus on the color related to this energy weather. Now, using your breath and intention, visualize the color as a gentle light that grows and spins as you activate and bring balance to these energy chakras. Take your turn to work through each of the chakras with this visualization to both activate and bring balance. Now, you may find that doing this process and of your chakra requires much time and focus than others. Now, this is a sign as to which one or experience. Now, make a mental note of any observation, visual, or feeling that comes to mind as you conduct these exercise and jot them down once you have finished with the meditation. Now we're going to go into the release list ritual. Now, this is something that you do in the evening after you get off of work. You know, things happen every week, sometime daily, right? They cause us to feel emotionally and energetically imbalanced. This release list ritual is a catastrophic and powerful way of letting go of the things that have caused us to fall off. Now, as you practice this ritual regularly, you will find a tangible physical, emotional, and energetic release. Now, this can be done any time of the day, whether it's practical for you to do so at meeting. So I feel it's most beneficial to do this in the evening. For extra impact, I follow it up with the energy, heal, and the shower meditation. Now I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Top of a sheet of paper, write down the following or sometimes similar that suit you. This is a quote. I release all things that is written below because it comes not serve me or make my highest good by releasing the release I physically, emotionally, and energetically reset myself. Now below there are some statements written down. Anything is bothering you, whether it's feeling embarrassing, feeling upset about the conversation, whatever it may be. Or even feeling angry and frustration. Now, after you have finished writing your list, read it and take a few drop cleansing breaths as you prepare to destroy it and release the situation. Now, destroy the releasing list. You can burn it. You can share it. Whatever you might do with it. The most important thing is that you stay focused on your intention and the reason why you're here. Now, we're going to go into, if you have time, you can seal it. You can seal the ritual with the energy healing shower meditation that we talked about on last week. Now, if not, you can wash your hands, wash your face with some cold water to energetically cleanse and complete this ritual. You know, just like right now, we have these hot days.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel tired. It makes you feel lethargic. And normally during the summertime, I have the spray bottle of rose water. And I spray my face with the rose water to refresh me, to lift me up. And you can also do that with the cucumber water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll make it cold or even low temperature. But anytime you find yourself, just need a little pick-me-up. Just spray a little rose water on your face to lift your spirits and lift you up. Any questions? That's for Linda.
No, I, of course, you know, I'm over here paying attention, but I did need to ask, you know, when you were speaking, Stephanie, of the chakra balancing, and then you went to the release, is that like something that goes back to back? Is that one thing? You know, after you take your mental notes and jot down, then you're going into your releasing. So you're writing down these things that you feel, what you're feeling, and things of that nature. Those two go hand in hand, right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I like that. That's the only thing I had. These can be done in the evening, and you notice you talked about doing things on a Sunday evening. So if we miss this Sunday, can we start tonight? We still have a few more days to go.
That's okay. You know, the beautiful thing about these meditations and rituals, you can do them as often as you need it.
Yes, you know, I have my
go ahead.
Yes, I have my beautiful gifts over here, and I have my little, chakra wisdom card. So I have an affirmation that I keep up, and I yell it every morning, okay, as soon as I get up and see my beautiful face, and I start smiling and yelling that affirmation, that's first thing. But before later on, I take time out to go through my cards, and I love them so much because there's so many different types of affirmations to different parts of the chakra. So I go, you know, from chakra one all the way to the seventh chakra. So I'll pull out a group for that. And I might do that for a couple of days, and then I'll go back in and shuffle and pull out another group. I'm just having a wonderful time here. But what I'm understanding, it relaxes me down, and it helps me start my day because I'm taking out this time for me. Okay, really, really me. This is like my space. Don't say anything. Don't call. And it becomes habit forming. And then when you get up, so I cannot wait. You know, we meditate. We go through our thing. But I like the idea of, because, you know, I'm in love with the chakras, of the balancing and the releasing. And you said that this can be done at any time. Basically, the chakra balance, we could do that, you say, evening, but these two can be done at any time. And I've tried the breath, the breathing with the right thumb and with the forefinger, and it works, okay? It definitely works because with this heat and everything, you won't pay attention to your breath whether you want to or not. You won't pay attention to it, okay? You'll notice the changes in it. You notice your movement. So when I see that things are, and then, like, you know, that crown chakra is opening up there because you'll feel that heat, okay? You'll feel it. Mm-hmm. If you know what to look for, you know, and that's why we love you so much, because you direct us and instructors and those that pay attention to it and listen and try it out, you will see how helpful it will be for you. But I just wanted to put that there. My cards I love. Now this one of lying down, seeing the colors and stuff, I'm not that skilled, but I have a beautiful chart over here that I can just put up and I can keep up with the colors. I just am so appreciative and so grateful that you come on and care and share with us, Stephanie, because we all need this. And with this heat, it's a lot of stuff happening out there. Attitude's bad, frustrated, everything irritates you. It's not good. But we'll get through this, you know. We'll definitely get through it. I just, you know, the fires, the floods, the war, has to be an end. But you and I know that we make the impossible possible, and it will stop. We continue to do what we have to do out here, you know, just keep it positive, and you make it happen. So we're keeping ourselves in order here, but this has been the breathing, the grounding, the meditation. It's all healing. And I'm much in appreciation. We have about maybe 15 minutes left. Have you wrapped it up? I'm going to be quiet over here because you know I will get on my pulpit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about the energy healing shower meditation.
Okay.
And you can do the same with you.
Okay.
All right. And it takes about 10 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
Now, this shower meditation is a wonderful way of cleansing yourself.
Okay.
Both physically and energetically. And can be a very healing experience as you remove any energetic debris from your aura.
Mm.
Now, this is particularly confronted after travel or being in a crowded place.
Okay.
Now, before you sleep, you're going to smudge your bathroom and using a light sage bundle and diffuse eucalyptus oil. So,
Linda,
I gave you a beautiful gift, you know,
yes,
with the bundle of sage, you know, to be able to smudge your sacred space.
Yes.
Now, number one, you step into the shower.
Okay.
And let the water cool down on your head and your body. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to envision the water as physically cleansing you and energetically washing away anything that do not serve you from your day. See any negativity or stress you leave mentally and energetically. As they are washed away, feel the cleansing and healing energy of the water as it wash you clean and clear back to yourself. You know, it's just like in the evening when you take that bath or shower, you just dumping the day, taking all of everything that happened to you, you know, at your job, in the community, as you're driving in this traffic. Right now, we got the heat added to us. So, you know, our attitude sometimes probably needs a readjustment because of the fact that it is hot.
Yes.
And a lot of people cannot control themselves when it's hot. All right, so
that's true.
So open your eyes and continue with your usual shower routine as you wash your body with soap and water, your hair, continue with the intention and visualization of being washed, clean and clear, mentally and energetically. Now, stand tall once again with your eyes closed and allow the water from the shower to wash over your head and body. Visualizing this water as a gentle golden color, which is healing, rebalancing, and restoring. Now finish by moisturizing your body and using a few drops of your Peace of Mind blend or the lavender oil to ground you and still this process. So that's how you kind of just bring yourself and dumping everything that you've been through that evening, be able to start the day.
Wow.
All right.
I have a question.
So now we're
going to
do, huh?
Okay, you said the peace of mind or the lavender, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I needed to. I didn't hear the witch oil. That was the lavender oil. Okay.
It was the lavender oil. Uh-huh.
Okay, got
that. Now we're going to go to the chakra balancing bath. Now, the best time to do this is in the evening or a quiet weekend afternoon. Now, water is a great healer, and bath are a wonderful way to energetically reset. Now, I recommend having a chakra balancing bath during the process of opening and balancing a chakra, as well as when you feel one of your energy centers needs healing and balancing. So what you're going to do, you're going to collect your oil and crystal depending on the chakra you are focusing on under the warm running tap or bath water. Salt is a great energetic balancer, and combined with the water is very healing. You're going to place a few of your chakra crystals in the water. Smooth polished crystals works better. Once you bathe the floor, add 8 to 8 drops of the essential oil of your choice and mix with your hands. Now step into your bath and set the intention to bring healing and balance to your energy center you're focusing on. Now breath in the aroma of the scent and welcome the energetic support of the crystal. Relax and enjoy your bath. Then we're going to go into gratitude reflection.
Yes.
Now, I practice this gratitude reflection nightly before I go to bed. So I go to bed feeling happy, which helped me to sleep soundly. You don't need any pops or tunes for this reflection. Just an open and creative heart. Now, the best time to do this is at night, and this only takes 5 minutes. Now, you don't need any props or tools for this reflection. Just an open and grateful heart. Focus on 3 things for which you are grateful for every day. It can be people, it can be situations, the roof over your head, and how happy and grateful you are for them. Let that sense of gratitude take over your body and open your eyes. Right. Now, focus on 3 things that happened that day for which you are grateful for. They don't have to be big or dramatic things. They can be as simple as getting home safely, eating a nourishing meal, or even seeing a rainbow. So as you think of those things, allow the gratitude to fill your body with positive, loving energy. Give thanks to the universe and the divine for being, for bringing you all of its good. Feel a sense of peace, gratitude, and a deep happiness flood your mind, your body, and your soul as you settle in to appreciation for all that you have, and that is, and all that's to come. Now, we don't create space. Sometimes we just need space.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and the best time to do this one is anytime. Feel the energy of your home or a particular room. Simply light your sage bundle and smudge around the space you are clearing with the intention to remove energetic debris and grate and create a harmonious energy. Now keep the window closed so that when you are done, you can open them to let out any excess smoke, unwanted energy. Now if you are clearing a space that is not your own, such as your office or the airplane, if you're traveling, right? Use your selenite or quartz wand and gently wave it about as you would your sage bundle during a smudging ceremony. As you wave this crystal wand, you use your intentions to visualize any negative energy. Now, with that being said, as you wave the crystal wand, use your intention to visualize any negative energy dissipating and the wand infusing the space with clear, harmonious energy. Now, if possible, diffuse essential oil to help clear the space. You can choose an essential oil or homemade one. All right.
I have a question on that. When you were saying, you know, when people are traveling and stuff, and you can't, you know, however they're traveling, bus, plane, whatever, and you're using that wand, are they looking at you using that wand, or you have that wand hidden in your hand?
I mean, you can hide it, or you can just be you.
Don't tell me that's silly. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Because I'm moving out and moving around, and you know, I have another question before I forget about it. When you're taking that shower, not the bath, but when you're going through the energy healing shower, you have to let the water run all over your hair, right? I mean, like you're washing your hair, right? Okay. That's another thing, because I have the type of hair that once it gets wet, it takes about 3 days before I don't wash it every day, you know. So, but I just need to know when I should go through that, so I don't have to show a hairstyle the next day, which I don't do too much anyway because I love my hats. But that's, you must have it full blown over the hair and the head and everything in order to get the. Okay. Those are my two questions. Okay.
So now we're going to go into the fall equinox. We ready to go through that, you know. So, you know, September the 21st, you know, is considered going into fall.
Yes.
So, you know, since I don't know if we want to wait till the 21st to do this, but I can just give an idea of what it's
going to
be like.
It's going to be where?
Yeah. Yeah, so I can, you know, let's talk about the fall equinox.
Yes, yes,
you know,
please.
So the fall equinox. Say it again now.
We have time. We're going to make time. Yes, we want to get us going.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. So the fall equinox marks a balance between day and night and is the official start of my favorite season. But after the equinox, the day slowly gets darker until we reach the winter solstice, the darkest days of the year. Mother Nature slows down and the natural cycle of decay begins. Leaves turn brown and the landscape starts to shift with inevitable loss. Contrarily, this is also the season of harvest and bounty. Thus, there is a paradox to the fall energy, just as there is a paradox each of us. We can harvest the energetic fruit of our labor from spring and summer, all while seeing certain energy wither, fade, and even die. Fall is associated with the root chakra and signifies a time to tend to our innermost basic needs, our home, nourishment, our bodies, and the things that root us or ground us after the high energy of summer. Just as in spring, we take steps to bring balance and order back to our lives. Clear aspects of our home and lives to bring order, balance, and harmony. Offer the energy of going outward. It's opposite season. Offer the energy of going inward. Now, with the day slowly getting darker, we may wish to change up our daily routine so we make the most of the light easier in the day. We may socialize less outdoors and spend more cozy evenings at home. Now, this is the season when we can enjoy more chakra balancing or energy cleansing baths, meditation, journaling, reflecting, and yin activity like yoga. And we can shift our exercise from the high energy cardio of summer to more leisure and earthy activities, such as going on hikes, where we can take in the changing landscape of Mother Nature while getting some vitamin D and fresh air. Now, prepping our immune system for the inevitable cold and flu season, which starts around this time, it's important. Because now we got, you know, along with the flu season, we still got COVID hanging over our head. Now we got the monkeypox, right?
That's right.
So we're not out of the clear. So eating more root vegetables, especially those whose colors resemble the shades of the changing of the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Connect us to the energy of these seasons and the root chakra, like beets, turnips, potatoes, parsnips, sweet potatoes, onions, and garlic are all packed with a high concentration of antioxidants and contain vitamin A, B, and C, and iron. All give your immune system a much-needed boost. Now, fall is a time to alignment and balance, to be grounded by taking care of the basic, to enjoy the beauty of the changing landscape in your life, and to trust this energy process.
Wow. The beauty and the landscape of your life. I like the idea about eating the root vegetables. This is a good time to start and mentioning the boots. This is very, very interesting. I'm glad you shared that with us and at home journaling, meditating and shifting the exercise to enjoy more Mother Nature, because you really never stop. But it's darker quicker, and you do have to change up your routine. Yeah, very. Now, what day does it start? You said September 23rd?
21st.
Is that
the first day of fall? You know, like 7 starts on, you know.
Right.
Everything starts on the 21st.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to go into the fall equinox ritual.
Okay.
Now, the fall equinox symbolizes the balance and the order, and as we welcome this season of the fall, you know, like I said, this is referring to your root chakra. And the best days to do this is before and the day of the fall equinox.
Okay.
Now, this equinox asks us to be grounded and rooted and to bring balance and order to our lives as we embrace the final few months of the calendar year. You're going to take 1 hour per day to do this ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the day before the fall equinox, take some time to journal and reflect on what you might like to release at this time. What can literally fall away with the new season? Which is decaying, dying, or outdated?
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself what else you can do to bring balance and order into your life. What would make you feel more grounded and rooted? You can also pull questions from the root chakra. Reflection, what we did. Now, referring to your journal notes, take the time to come up with a to-do list with practical actions you can take that will bring order and balance to your home and your life. Taking care of all the essential matters. Now, on the day of the fall equinox, go out for a mindful walk in nature, taking the time to really connect to the natural world with your senses. Now, notice changing in the color of the leaves, feel the crisp air, and smell the scent of the season. That by doing all of this with mindfulness and intention, you will ground yourself, bringing balance to your root chakra. Now, when you return home, cook some root veggies. Either roast, steam, saute, or boil them and make a soup. Get settled into your sacred space. Diffuse some frankincense oil and carry out the grounding breath meditation that we did. All right.
Oh my goodness. So this is done on the fall equinox is September 23rd, so you got the day before and then you have the day of. It sounds pretty interesting to me. Makes a lot of sense to me. And I will, if I may, and if you don't mind, I cannot bring it like you bring it, but I can give them some reminders and tell them to get ready for it, okay? I always like doing that. I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do it. I don't know what day that comes on.
So September 21st, let me think. Let me look here. Just a moment. September 23rd is on a Wednesday, but the day before is that Tuesday. That's the 20th.
Yeah, so we can talk about it then.
Yeah, those who didn't get, actually, you say do something the day before, we still have, what's the day? We have the 13th. You can get them prepared for it. You know, when we come back up next Thursday, get them prepared for the day before and then like the day of. Now, since we're going into that, is that will that interfere with our sharing and caring or no? We can continue on, right, as long as we get it done.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That works for me. And I'm also looking here, if you could share again, there's the, I'm trying to find the word that's happening in the inauguration, is that September 18th, right?
September 17th.
So, 17th is the actual day, but the 18th, okay, what I'm going to do, we need to talk, okay, because I have to get some.
Yeah, there's
some
no 18th. It's the 16th and 17th. There's no 18th.
Could you text me a number or something that I can get in touch so I can see what I need to do or what I have to do, or is it too late to do anything?
No, I can send you the phone.
Yeah, the time and stuff, because I have to make it happen. That's one of my things to do. That's one of my happiness. So it's the 17th is actually, okay. That's where it's happening. Okay, well, you know, Stephanie Haynes, the healer, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Now, we're going to come on next week, guys, and get you prepared for this fall equinox. You gave me some information because I know about, you know, and you're right, everything does fall on the 21st. But this is like new. I love to see the changing of the leaves and smelling out there. So I guess I'll get my little walking shoes ready so that I can get out there and smell the air and watch the leaves change and get myself ready. But before that, I have some work to do here. But as long as it's hot, it keeps me here, and I think I should have it done and completed by the 20th. Yeah, because I'm not out there, okay? And I'm really very, very happy when I don't go out there that I didn't have to go out there. That makes me real happy. So I'm going to go find my list and set up a list of the three things that you shared with us that we could start off with, going into our mindfulness and manifestation and visualization, three things, three wishes, three things. We just have so much fun here, and I'm hoping that the listeners are writing as much as I am, because I have a whole, I guess you could say, library over here. I hope they don't hear me scratching and writing. If I was typing, it would be really, really sad, but this is very, very helpful. And what I'm really focused in on, Stephanie, is the chakra balance, because you know that's my thing, and going in for that release. And I'll have to pick a day so I can get my hair wet and go take that shower. As a matter of fact, I just might do it this evening. I think I will. And see that golden hue of harmony coming down. We appreciate you so much, Stephanie. Give us a word to carry us on through this heat for the rest of this week. Hopefully they say it's going to cool down over the weekend. And then until we come back again next Tuesday, give us something to just keep us chilled here, please.
Yes. I think the most important thing is, you know, be mindful of the heat and, you know, stay hydrated, you know, stay in cool spaces, you know, and while you're getting prepared for the fall equinox, think of those three things that you would really like to let go of and not bring
yes.
in to the new year.
Got you.
Yes, three things that you might just want to just let go of that is keeping you from your good, keeping you from moving forward, keeping you for really living your truth.
Yep, I got my number one list right here. I already wrote it down, so I have some homework to do. Well, not really. I like the three things to be grateful for, because I like to end my day like that and actually start my day like that also, with appreciation and gratefulness. And I noticed that once I do that, things just open up, you know. So it is moving out there with that hard. Sometimes that little ugly will try to sneak up in there. The hard will always overrule. So on that note, this is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb. We're going to tell you to have a great evening. We appreciate you so much. And next week, we're going to get you prepared for the day before fall equinox and the things that you have to do. So when we come in on the 20th, that is the day before, you'll be prepared the next day to take care of everything that needs to be done. Am I correct on that, Stephanie?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to say thank you to you and listeners, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb. Get yourself ready. I think you've taken notes just like I have. I have about 5 sheets over here, and I'm going to go put them in order so that I can make my list, and I don't want to miss a step. Everything is done by steps. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you, and enjoy your evening. Send that stuff to me, please, as soon as you can, so that I can see what I can do here, okay?
All right, Megan, you take care.
I will. You take care and have a wonderful evening. Love you.
Love you too.
song worth singing.
Others have a deal.
We can't share with love all through the land.